And we send you now to, live to the Atlantic High School. Here's KJAN's Jim Field and Chris Parks.
Thank you, John. Good evening, everyone. Welcome to high school basketball, boys basketball, for the first time this year here on KJAN. As we help tip off the new season for the Atlantic Trojans tonight, as Atlantic opens up in Hawkeye 10 conference play against the Glenwood Rams here tonight at Atlantic's home ballpark tonight. We don't usually do a lot of Atlantic home games, but thought it'd be nice to catch the opening contest of the season for you here on a Friday night as these two teams get set to tangle. Played some pretty good blast of basketball games last year. A very senior-laden team last year for Glenwood compared to a team that had a lot of youth for Atlantic, and it's just going to be a complete reversal this year when you take a look at some of the rosters and things. But a pretty good rivalry between these two teams last year. Teams that finished right next to one another in the Hawkeye 10 conference last season. Glenwood ended up 8-5 in the conference, 13-10 overall. Atlantic finished last year 8-14 overall, but they were 7-8 in conference play, and a team that was very young but made a lot of strides and was very competitive every night out as they got into the second half of the season last year. And I know Coach Blazek's hoping to build on that here this year.
Yeah, they really, I think, have a lot of high expectations here for this season. They know they've had the players in place to kind of get their legs underneath them and, you know, learn how to play together here at this level. And I think they expect them to kind of mesh and mold into a little bit better basketball team here this season.
Well, Glenwood has already won two ball games. This is Atlantic's opener for the season, but Glenwood's two games into the season already as they picked up a couple of wins earlier this week. One of them on Tuesday night as they beat Thomas Jefferson 50-34. J.J. Hahn with a 20-point effort in that basketball game, and Derek Jones had a dozen points for the Rams in that win. And last night they played Fremont Mills and beat them 48-43. Hahn with 16 points to lead the way in that basketball game. So you can do the math real quick. J.J. Hahn through two games averaging 18 points a game, and he's one of the guys that Atlantic will have to watch for here from the Rams. I'll give you a couple of statistics that are just mind-boggling here in just a little bit, and it's the definition of where these two teams are right now, of a rebuilding process, and on one side, of course, of, a lot of experience on the other side here between these two ball clubs. Two teams on the floor getting loosened up for the ball game here tonight. We'll take a quick timeout. Be back with more for you as we get you set for the ball game here tonight. It's Atlantic hosting Glenwood live tonight here on KJAN. You're listening to High School Basketball on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Scent Repair, just east of Lyman, offering general automotive repair and computer diagnostics. Scent Repair, ASC certified and a Napa Auto Care Center. Plus, they'll sell, balance, and rotate tires. Scent Repair, give them a call, 778-4330. Anita Engraving and Awards, LLC, Southwest Iowa's most dependable source for trophies, award plaques, and medals. For awards worth winning since 1970, Anita Engraving and Awards, LLC in Anita, call 712-762-3779. Hepler Curbside Recycling and Sanitation in Atlantic picks up garbage and recyclables weekly. A $20 deposit provides a 90-gallon receptacle to put all your recyclables in. No more sorting and running around Atlantic to drop off recyclables. Give Hepler's a call today at 254-0677.
Jim Field, Chris Parks back with you here at the Atlantic High School Gymnasium. I want to welcome those of you listening on KJAN and also listening live on the web at KJAN.com. As always, our ball games broadcast for you live anywhere in the world by clicking on KJAN and heading over to our streaming live page. Just click that little tower icon up in the top right corner of the page where it says Listen Live. Take you right to our streaming page, and it couldn't be any easier for you. We made it as simple as possible. Got the player right there at the top of the screen. All you have to do is just get to that page, then hit the play button, and you're good to go. Anywhere you want to go, as a matter of fact, with all the digital devices. We sometimes listen on our smartphones. Real easy to take it on the go with you wherever you want to be. So these two teams, as we mentioned, in opposite spots right now. Glenwood 2-0 on the year. Atlantic in their opener tonight, so they don't have a record yet. But I was looking at some of the numbers, Chris, and at Atlantic's top five scorers, in fact, the top six scorers from last year are all back, which is pretty amazing when you look at what Atlantic did last year. They averaged 56.9 points a game as a team. They have 55.6 of those points coming back this year. That's over 97% of their scoring every night out back from last year. That's just about everybody returning. Now, here's Glenwood on the other side. You've got 2, 4, 6, 8. Their top 8 scorers from last year, gone. They're all out of here. So they had to really refurbish the starting lineup. You talk about remodeling the car. They had to go out and find score. Their top leading scorers from last year that are returning, Grant Stivers and Tyler Jensen, each averaged 1.6 points per game last year. They averaged 59.4 a game last year. They have 5.5 of that coming back, which is just a little more than 9% of their scoring returning from last season. So now you see what I mean by having to retool on one side and just reload on the other. But Glenwood has started out, though, with a couple of victories. And, you know, it's not quite the competition they're going to face tonight, but it's nice to know that you had a little confidence behind you. You've gone out, you played a couple of games, you picked up a couple of victories, and you know what you're going to be up against each and every night.
Yeah, I think really for Glenwood, it seems like they've kind of remolded not only just filling in those gaps with the scoring that you lost last year from guys like Darrow and Kaufman, but you also remodeled how you're scoring. Talking with some of the people down here that I know from Glenwood that seen them play so far this year, they're kind of working it more inside here this year. They've got the size down low, and it's a little bit unorthodox for them because they're used to scoring from the outside most of the time, or at least those pull-up jumpers, but they're really trying to feed it inside more. They've got Hahn, the big guy, down underneath, and then Derek Jones is one of their more athletic kind of forwards, slashing type of players that they really need out there on the floor. And I said when they struggled last night that he got in early foul trouble, so that's a guy that maybe will be a key for Atlanta to keep an eye on here tonight as well as they guard against him.
And on the other hand, for Atlantic, you've got Dalton Franken averaging 16.5, Sam Markham and Chad Christensen each about 9.5, Gunnar Bloom 7.5, Harrison Hoig 6, Blake Especk 5.2. Those are your top 5 scorers last year, and they're all back. So Atlantic's got plenty of firepower coming back, and these kids have played a lot of basketball too. They know where everybody is. They don't even need to look to find out where players are on the floor. They just rifle passes back and forth, expecting guys to be in the certain spots. And but it's still the first game of the year, so you're going to have some bugs to work out.
Yeah, definitely. And you know, you talked about all that scoring coming back for Atlantic, and a lot of those guys are still just juniors this year. So you know, they played young and kind of were learning and working to play together, and that's going to take a little bit more time probably here early on in this season as well as juniors to, you know, keep building that rapport with each other and kind of mesh together. But they, you know, obviously expect for that to happen and then for big things to follow. So we'll see how it starts off here tonight.
I feel like I'm at a Wisconsin football game right now.
Yeah.
Nobody's
jumping, though.
I got the urge to get up and jump around, I guess. Rocking the house here tonight before the basketball game gets underway here this evening. Team's getting ready for the opening tip-off here tonight. We're still about maybe 5 or so minutes away from opening tip. We'll take a timeout. We'll check your starting lineups, get you set for the ball game tonight. It's Atlantic versus Glenwood tonight in boys high school basketball. The season lid lifter for the Trojans. Back in a minute. You're listening to High School Basketball on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Dusty's Place in Griswold offers daily noon specials and nightly specials Tuesday through Sunday. Come enjoy great home-cooked meals at Dusty's Place on Main Street in Griswold. Barner's Insurance at 6th and Walnut at Atlantic, offering a winning combination of quality products, price, and service. Call Paul Price or Ken Christensen with Partners Insurance today at 243-4392 for competitive quotes on all of your insurance needs. And Anytime Fitness in Atlantic. They have top-of-the-line strength equipment and cardio equipment with a clean atmosphere. They're open 24 hours with state-of-the-art security. Join Anytime Fitness in Atlantic, located in the Hy-Vee Shopping Plaza.
Jim Field, Chris Parks back with you here at the Atlantic High School Gymnasium for the opener tonight. Girls on the road tonight. Atlantic playing at 8th-rated Glenwood tonight. Tough task for the Trojans. We're 0-3 after a couple of close losses here to start the season and a loss to Carroll on the road. They're on the road tonight at 8th-rated Glenwood, a girls high school basketball. These Trojans will be back in action right here less than 24 hours from now. Tomorrow afternoon, a 2:30 start time tomorrow afternoon. That's due to some other activities going on here this weekend at the Atlantic schools, but the Trojans will get a little bit later start than some of the other boys' teams around the area, starting here on a Friday night of the first week of the season, then turning around and playing back-to-back playing Friday night, then Saturday afternoon as the Trojans will host an always tough St. Albert team tomorrow afternoon. So a couple of pretty good tests for the Trojans to get the season started here. Good weekend for them.
Yeah, it'll be a good weekend to get things really fired off and then rolling. And it might be good, you know, that first game, you get it in your rear view and you kind of are anxious always to get back out there on the floor and, you know, work on the things that maybe you did a little bit poorly that first time around. Well, they're not going to have time to think about it, get you back out there and start playing again. So that might be good for the Trojans, and it should be a fun weekend.
Yeah, very little teaching time for the coaches. Players love it, though.
Yeah,
exactly. Get right back out there and go. Well, let's check the starting lineups for you here tonight as the teams finish up their pre-game shoot-arounds here this evening. First, for the visiting Glenwood Rams, they'll be in their road black uniforms with the old gold and white lettering and trim. And here's how the Rams will line it up here tonight for Coach Kurt Schulte. They're 2-0 on the season coming in, and they'll start with Trenton McNeil, a 5'7 senior out front. Grant Stivers at 5'10 and a senior. Derek Jones, a 6'2 junior, who, as we mentioned earlier, in the season opener had a dozen points against Thomas Jefferson, will start, along with Corey Bertini, a 6'3" sophomore. And J.J. Hahn, at 6'4 and a junior, will be one of their leaders inside. He's averaged 18 points in their first two games, hitting on 20 against TJ and 16 last night against Fremont Mills for the Rams. That's how the Rams will get going tonight with their first five on the floor. On the other side, for the Atlantic Trojans, they're in their home white uniforms with the gold and black lettering and trim, and the Trojans line it up like this tonight. It'll be Sam Markham, a 6'1 junior out front, along with Chad Christensen. He'll run the point, 6'2 and a junior. Dalton Franken, a 6'5 junior, the tallest player on the team, but he won't play down low unless he absolutely has to. He'll play one of those swing spots outside. Good outside shooter. He can take the ball to the hole, and he's dying to throw one down for us tonight, too. Gunnar Bloom, a 6'2 senior, will be one of the anchors inside tonight for the Trojans. In fact, they have a couple of really undersized players down low as far as height goes. 6'2 is not going to win you a lot of awards down low at the Class 3A level, but he's a strong player who can create at times inside for himself. And then Harrison Hoig, a 6'3 junior, who was a player that came off the bench quite a bit last year for the Trojans and got into the starting lineup late in the year. They're looking for big things out of Harrison. He's a calming influence. He's the quarterback of the football team, so you know he's a pretty good leader. And he's been a guy who can just kind of take care of business and do the things that need to get done inside. And that's what the Trojans are looking for from Coach Steve Blazek's squad, is guys who can kind of complement each other.
Yeah, you talk about Harrison. You mentioned, you know, he's got the experience being a leader, but, you know, teams oftentimes talk about a glue guy, a guy that comes out there and will provide a spark for you and kind of, yeah, calm other guys down, get them in order, and that's exactly what Harrison's done. I was really impressed with his play last year. He came in and was a big contributor to that ball club, and now he's getting the opportunity to get out there in the starting lineup, and it should be a lot of fun for him.
Well, the Trojans, you'll see a few other players out there as well, guys like Blake Esbeck. He was a 6'2 senior, and he knocked out some big shots at times last year for the Trojans. He's a kid who comes off the bench looking to shoot, and he's kind of the microwave. He can heat up in a hurry, and when he's hot, he can knock down three or four in a row for you. Also, Stuart Hoig will get a lot of time, a 6'2 junior, and Tyler Hovey, a 6'2 senior, a guy who's, again, not blessed with a lot of height, but has a pretty strong body and can get in there and bang around. He might provide some minutes inside for the Trojans as well. Earlier tonight, Atlantic won the junior varsity game, an entertaining ball game up and down the floor with Glenwood, winning it 67-62. The Trojans built a double-digit lead up by as many as 14 points in the ball game before Glenwood rallied back to within four late, but the Trojans took care of business, winning 67-62. And Jared Falk, boy, he had a big game, the 6'2 junior for the Trojans with 26 points to lead the way for the junior varsity. It looked pretty good doing it, too, so you never know. I know immediately when I was down there at the bench tonight before the game, Coach Steve Blazek of the Trojans, the varsity coach, comes walking over and immediately says to the scorekeepers, "How many points did Falk have tonight?" So they do recognize and appreciate those types of efforts.
Yeah, definitely, and you never know when you're going to need to call on those guys. You know, something may happen to your ball club, a guy that you rely on the varsity level, and that might be a guy you look to step up and maybe, you know, get a few minutes down the road. So, yeah, hopefully they're always paying attention to that and appreciating what they're working hard and trying to work towards that next level.
Finishing up the pregame introductions of the players to the crowd here tonight. A nice crowd on hand tonight, but plenty of room for you to get yourself in here this evening if you're looking for something to do on a Friday night. Trojans would appreciate that kind of support, and if they play like we hope they will this year, that support will probably continue to grow as the season moves along. Let's listen in now as we're going to have our national anthem performed for us tonight by a couple of young ladies from here at the Atlantic High School. Fine job. Who needs Lauren Elena, right? We remember the words. National anthem behind us. That means it's just about time for basketball. Trenton McNeil, Grant Stivers, Derek Jones, Corey Bertini, J.J. Hahn, your starters tonight for the Rams and for the Trojans, Sam Markham, Chad Christensen, Dalton Franken, Gunnar Bloom, and Harrison Hoig will be your starting five for the Trojans as they look to get off to a positive start in this 2011-12 high school basketball season. Atlantic will be shooting the basket to our left as we watch it from the top row of the bleachers here at the Atlantic High School Gymnasium. That would be the west side of the gymnasium. And the Rams will shoot to the basket to our right, the east side of the gymnasium here this evening. A healthy student crowd on hand, which always helps because they obviously make more noise than everyone else. It'll be Dalton Franken and J.J. Hahn jumping center for the two teams. There's the whistle. We are ready to go. The ball is in the air, and Richie says, go get it. Ball tapped to the backcourt, and Glenwood will chase it down. They'll have it first. McNeil will bring it across to the front side. McNeil here to the right side, leaves it out on the arc for Bertini. Now Hahn, left side, they go to McNeil. McNeil picked up there by Christensen as Atlantic plays man-to-man defensively. Hahn down to the post, kicks it to the corner. McNeil for three and knocks it down from the left corner. Trenton McNeil puts the Rams on the board. First, it's 3-0 Glenwood. Christensen to the front court for the Trojans. Cross the timeline, right side. He'll leave it for Markham on the wing. They dump it down low, trying to post inside with Harrison Hoig, and he's fouled from behind as it'll be Derek Jones picking up the foul. First on him, first against the Rams. Just a simple shoving the back there on that post feed. Christensen will inbound now. It's Bloom out on the right wing. His bounce pass hits the knee of Hahn and bounces away. It's picked up by the Rams, and they'll get it on the steal. Now to the front court. It's Bertini out top with it. He'll leave it for McNeil, and he'll get it back to the top of the arc. McNeil here right side for Bertini off the dribble. That leaves it for Hahn top side. Now McNeil on the left. Atlantic still running man-to-man defensively. McNeil tries to run baseline, dumps it inside for Hahn. So his shot is tipped. It's knocked out of bounds, and the ball will belong to the Rams.
Fairly good movement there that time by Glenwood. You can see that they're really trying to run through their offense and then try to work it down low.
3-0 Rams lead, 7:05 to go first quarter, and they'll inbound the basketball here in the backcourt. Ball tapped away and stolen. Sam Markham showing his hops as he taps the ball away. The ball stolen and driven up the floor there by Bloom. He misses the shot, but the rebound grabbed down low, and a foul whistled as Dalton Franken got the board. It was Bertini committing the foul. That'll be his first, and that'll send Dalton Franken to the free throw line. He was fouled on the putback attempt.
Good hustle getting down the floor there that time by Franken. Of course, Bloom a little bit out of control going up for that first shot, but Franken doing a good job of filling that lane and getting that board.
Well, I think that it kind of seemed like Bloom was anticipating more contact than he got. Sometimes that influences your shot. First free throw, no good. Second one here by Franken on the way. That is good, and the Trojans are on the board here in the 2011-12 season. 3-1 the score. Rams on top as they break pressure. Atlantic trying to pressure backcourt. Now the ball tapped away. McNeil surrounded. Ball's loose, and we got a foul. Is that going to be against the Rams? It is going to be against McNeil. As Christensen had him trapped, slapped the ball away, it rolled behind the two, and McNeil gave him a shove trying to get him out of the way to get after the basketball. That's the first on McNeil, the third now on the Rams. Just a little more than a minute and a quarter into this first period, and already three fouls against Glenwood. Now Markham going to set up for the lob down low as they go backdoor on the lob. Franken doesn't have a clear path, but goes and gets it, and then banks it home off the glass. 3-3. Set up that backdoor lob to Franken. It worked out just fine. Now the ball tapped, knocked away and stolen. Here comes Markham on the run. He'll lay it up and in. The steal and the bucket on the other end, and the Trojans score five in a row, and they lead it 5-3. Up the floor quickly, and a tap and a steal. Bloom with the basketball up the left side. He'll take it to the rack, and we got a blocking foul. That'll be McNeil. That's his second. Good body control that time by Bloom to try to take that one up around him and create the foul. Up off the bench, Tyler Jensen, a 5'8 junior, is going to check in for the first time here for the Rams after this first free throw, as Bloom will get a couple here for the Trojans. Every one of the Trojans can run. Don't kid yourself. Tall or short, they can all get up and down the floor. And Bloom knocks down the first free throw. Now Jensen will check in place of McNeil. One more free throw coming here for Gunnar Bloom. 6:13 to go here in this opening quarter, and he knocks them both down. He makes the second free throw. It's 7-3. It's a 7-0 run here by the Trojans. Pressure again backcourt as Jensen tries to bring it across. He's hounded. Ball tipped. It's going to end up out of bounds up the floor. Good hustle by the Trojans as they're trying to create opportunities off the defensive pressure, and it's worked so far.
Yeah, doing a good job. It's getting Bloom a little bit rattled. They're not quite sure how to set up and manage that press.
6:02 to go here in the opening quarter. Rams inbound, far side. They kick it out top now with a basketball. Jensen here to the right side, Bertini. He'll leave it out top now for Jones. Jones back to Jensen. Now Hahn to the top of the arc. Hahn guarded there by Hoig. They'll dump it back outside. They'll reset off the left wing now. Back up top comes Jensen. Christensen steps in, working him defensively around the left side. Looking for that five-second call. They never did get it. Now out top it goes. And the drive by Jones, and he's fouled on the bump. That's going to be on Gunnar Bloom. That'll be the first on Bloom, and the first team foul against the Trojans here in the ballgame. 5:34 to go, first quarter, 7-3 Atlantic leading. Rams will inbound here to the near side. They give on the give and go off the inbounds. Bertini, his shot blocked, and a foul call as they're going to hit Dalton Franken with his first foul of the game. He swatted across to swat that shot away, and they say he got a chunk of the arm, so that will send Bertini to the free throw line. He'll get a chance to shoot a couple here for the Rams. And the first one, no good. A little strong off the back of the rim. So far, the Rams' only points, a three-pointer by Trenton McNeil to open up the contest. Bertini will try one more time from the free throw line. Second one is good. He got one of his two, so it's a 7-4 ball game now. Atlantic leading by a triple. Christensen will walk it up the floor now for Atlantic. Across the timeline, right side working the screen. Now the bounce feed inside, it's Hoyt. He turns, dumps it across to Markham. Markham left side on the dribble for Bloom out top. And they'll leave it for Christensen in the center circle. Christensen will reset for the Trojans here to the left side wing. Franken off the dribble, drives the lane and got fouled. Push on the hip and a foul call. That's going to be whistled against Grant Stivers, his first. Team number five against the Rams. What a fouls totaling up here early for Glenwood. Christensen will inbound on the baseline. They set the screen. They try to run down the lane with Franken. It's not there. Now out top it goes to Markham. The three ball is good for the top of the arc. Sam Markham knocks down the triple, and the Trojans with a 10-4 lead here early. Rams basketball tip knocked away and stolen by Christensen. Quickly ahead to Markham. He'll run the floor, take it up the floor for the lay-in, and it's good as he beat Bertini to the rack, and a timeout asked for by the Rams. 12-4, Trojans lead it. 4:50 to go here in the first quarter, and this will be just a 30-second timeout. We'll keep it right here. Trojans showing the ability to score very quickly.
Yeah, they're really doing a good job of getting up and down the floor right now and getting the pressure and creating their opportunities. They've done a good job defensively of really getting up against the ball handlers for Glenwood, trying to move the ball up the floor and getting those early turnovers near half court, and they really just making for some easy work to get down the floor and try to some easy buckets.
12-4 the score. Trojans with the 8-point lead now. It's a 12-1 run after that opening three-pointer by McNeil. It's been all Atlantic. In fact, the Rams really haven't had too many good shots whatsoever here. Yeah, his free throw opportunities, that's about it.
Struggling on both ends of the floor. You can tell they're really having some matchup issues defensively, trying to work against Franken especially.
Pressure in the backcourt now as the Trojans again match up man-to-man defensively, trying to trap near center court. They get it across with Jensen. Jensen out top, double team, and a traveling violation as Christensen was working him, and then Markham came out to cut him off and caused the travel. That'll turn the ball back over. Very quick. So the inbound, Christensen to the front side now for the Trojans. Not quite halfway through this first quarter. He'll pull up right side, and we're going to have a foul as he throws up the three. It went in. Does it count? Nope, doesn't count. Blocking foul going to be whistled against Atlantic. That'll be on Harrison Hoig. So the illegal screen is the first on Hoig's second, third team foul against Atlantic, and also takes that three off the board. Rams inbound. Jensen will bring it to the front court now as they break pressure. Rams far side now to Stivers. Left side wing Bertini to Stivers. Now to the high post it goes to Hahn. Knocked away, almost stolen. Now Jensen right back to Hahn, and he lost it out of bounds. Last touch by the Trojans. It'll be out of bounds to the Rams. First sub of the night for Atlantic. It'll be Blake Esbeck, the 6'2 senior off the bench, as Chad Christensen will catch a breather. Rams will inbound on the baseline now. The inbound feed is tapped away, and it'll be out of bounds to the Rams. Good hustle there by Hoig to step in front of Hahn. Really no place to go with that inbound speed.
Yeah, it's just terrific hustle right now here from the Trojan defense. It'd be interesting to see if they can keep up this kind of tempo.
Hahn with the inbound now, takes it out onto the arc. Bounce feed right back to him from Stivers. Hahn turns, and we've got a foul inside going to be whistled on the Trojans. They tried to slide up and double-team. And the foul going to be whistled against Gunnar Bloom. That'll be his second, fourth team foul against the Trojans. And Stuart Hoig up off the bench. He'll check in now for the first time. 6'2 junior. He'll take Bloom's place down low. Stuart Hoig played some significant minutes earlier tonight in the junior varsity game, getting himself warmed up. He's put on some pounds and some muscle since last year. As they bring it across the lane and kick it out to Jensen. His long three from the right wing is no good. And there for the rebound is Sam Markham for the Trojans. Ahead now it's Franken. Franken fires it right side. Stuart Hoig, the bounce speed to his brother. Now the pitch back out top. Chased down there by Markham. They'll reset. Markham will run the point with Christensen on the bench now. Markham right side. The dribble drive down low all the way to the hole and the layup good. Sam Markham having a big first quarter. 14-4 now. The Trojans lead it by 10, 3:35 left in the first quarter. Front court, Jensen with it here for the Rams in the center circle to Bertini. Bertini guarded there by Franken. Picks up his dribble, ball tip, but he got it off now to the far side. Jones spins into the lane, lost the ball. Picked up by Esbeck. The turnover gives the ball right back to the Trojans. And Atlantic back to the front side now. Markham across the timeline. Markham out top, leaves it right side. Stuart Hoig open, the three ball, no good. Rebound, Franken inside. He'll turn and take it to the hole. Turns the fall away now up off the glass. No good as it rattled around. And Hoig ties up Hahn inside. Harrison Hoig right there to tie it up. And the basketball will stay with the Trojans. Christensen back in. Markham now will check out and catch a breather. Basketball belongs to Atlantic. Up off the bench now for the Rams. We're going to see Scott King, a 6'3 senior, check in for the first time. He'll take Bertini's place on the floor. Christensen will inbound it from the corner. Dumps it to the corner, to Franken, who drives to the hole, has a shot knocked away. Ball rattled around, and Stuart Hoig up with it for the Trojans. Now Christensen out top with it for Atlantic. They run a screen. Get the rub over to the far side, Esbeck. Now up top, Franken. He's open. Fires up a three. No good. Rebound inside. Taken down by Jensen. Shortest guy on the floor. Comes inside for the rebound. And the ball out of bounds. It'll belong to Atlantic. As Jensen was falling out of bounds, tried to throw it off of Christensen, and he did. Problem was, it ricocheted right back into his own chest. And the ball stays with Atlantic. 2:41 to go here in the opening quarter. Trojans lead by 10. Esbeck with the basketball out top. They'll leave it now for Christensen, and he'll reset the offense now. They run a double high screen. Christensen looks to the right, now left, leaves it for Hoig. Hoig, they try to post low with Franken. Esbeck, right side to Franken, down low. He's in traffic, lost the ball, and it's taken away off the floor by the Rams. 2:20 to go here in the quarter. Rams with the basketball. We're in the first quarter of this Hawkeye 10 boys basketball game tonight. Front court, Jensen, right side, off a screen, pulls up the fall away, way off the mark for three. And it's rebounded by Esbeck, and we have a foul in the backcourt whistled against the Rams. That's going to be on Stivers. That'll be his second. That's foul number six against Glenwood. Back into the ball game now. Trenton McNeil for the Rams, for the Trojans. Sam Markham will check back into the contest. Pretty much just rotating parts for Atlantic. It doesn't really matter who goes in for who. Everybody gets a chance to catch a short breather.
Yeah, they're doing a good job of rotating everybody. Everybody seems fresh.
Markham, not a Franken out top. Markham right side, the head fake, the drive into the lane. And caught in traffic and traveled with a basketball. Got off his feet, came back down with it. Not the only thing he's done wrong here in the first quarter is he's already got 9 points here in the opening quarter. 14-4, Trojans lead it. Minute 57 left to go in the first quarter. As McNeil takes the inbound feed in the backcourt. Stops, picks up his dribble. Now he's got trouble. Now he leaves it off here for Stivers. Stivers picks up his dribble. Now he fires it to the front court. Tipped away and stolen by the Trojans. Stuart Hoyg keeps it alive to Christensen, and he walked with it. Christensen kind of got caught up with the dribble there as he tried to make a little move in the lane. Didn't have anybody to toss it to. Took too many steps trying to spin free. Ball turns back over to the Rams. King will inbound in the backcourt now for Glenwood. So look to get it to McNeil. McNeil finding out the white jerseys are everywhere here tonight. Now feeds it ahead to King. Cross the timeline. Rams beat the pressure. Right side. King pulls up. Looks for help now as he picked up the dribble. And he'll leave it for McNeil. Trenton McNeil running the point here for the Rams. Left side Stivers. Stivers the lob inside. Tipped away and stolen. It was intended for Derrick Jones. Tapped away. And the Trojans with the steal and the Rams with the foul. And that puts Atlantic in the bonus. That's number two on Jones. Number seven against the Rams. So we're going to walk to the other side now and shoot free throws. Well, we should be shooting free throws. They're not going to shoot free throws. That was the seventh team foul.
Yeah,
but
yeah, they've got it wrong on the scoreboard.
Trojans will bring the ball up the floor now instead as Christensen will bring it across the timeline. Right side, dumps it down low, is expecting Franken to drive to the basket. He was not quite there yet as the ball goes out of bounds, but it was tipped by the Rams. Christensen to inbound underneath. Minute 18 to go here in the quarter. Markham out top. Esbeck, quick feed inside to Hoyg. It's tipped away and stolen. Bertini with a steal, now McNeil front court. Here to the right side wing, King. Out top, McNeil. McNeil looking for Bertini here on the left wing, or right wing rather. He'll drive out top, get it to Stivers. He'll launch a three. That's no good. Rebound Hahn, a putback, blocked inside by Franken. Rebound Hahn, shot off the mark, rebounded, tapped away. Now the Trojans up with it, and another foul inside against Glenwood. Foul going to be whistled on Hahn down low. That'll be his first. Team foul number eight. We'll walk to the other side now and shoot free throws, I think.
We will.
Pretty sure this time.
Franken's doing a good job down low defensively, being very active with his hands. Hahn's really not had a chance at all to get settled in and take any kind of good look at a shot.
Front end by Markham is off the mark, and the rebound to the Rams. Under a minute, 50 seconds left in the first quarter. Trojans still lead by 10, 14-4, Rams on the run. McNeil, oh, nice, no look, inside to Hahn, he missed the shot. Rebound off the floor, though, by McNeil. He'll turn and fire up a three. That's no good. Rebound tap free down low, and the Rams up with it again. They keep it alive out top to McNeil. Half a minute left in the quarter. Left side Stivers now trying to post low. They look for Hahn. Hahn, a big-bodied kid down low. Now the drive, and we've got a foul call as Stivers with a little head fake and a drive to the baseline. And he got grabbed as he tried to make his move, and that foul is going to go against Blake Esbeck. His first. Number five against the Trojans. And Atlantic will send Tyler Hovey into the basketball game now. Stuart Hoyg will come to the bench for a quick blow, and the Rams will have it underneath. Left side Stivers picks up his dribble, leaves it out top. 20 seconds left in the quarter. Bertini here to King, right side. King tries to drive baseline, and we've got a hand on the hip and a foul coming against Tyler Hovey. That'll be his first. 16 seconds remaining now in the quarter. Still stuck at 14-4. Rams with the ball on the baseline. Bertini to inbound. Here to the corner, Stivers, right side. Leaves it out top for McNeil. McNeil working on Christensen. Spins, now tries to drive. The fall-away baseline shot off the mark. Rebounded by Markham. 5 seconds left. Ahead now to Franken. Right side, crossover in the lane. Elevates, fires one up off the back iron. No good. And time is out here in the first quarter. So we played one here in the opener of the season. 14-4 the score. Atlantic leading Glenwood after quarter number one. Chris will have quarter two for you right after this. You're listening to High School Basketball on KJAM.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Fisher Photography, 302 Chestnut in downtown Atlantic. See Sue Fisher, certified master photographer today, for all your photo needs. That's Fisher Photography in downtown Atlantic. Cook Sanitation of Atlantic offers quality garbage pickup service and a flexible schedule to meet your needs. If you have a large family or a business that requires more than one pickup a week, Cook Sanitation will work with you. Call Cook Sanitation today, 243-1705. Darrell's Place in Hamlin, home of Southwest Iowa's best tenderloins, also offering full menu dining, noon specials, fast, friendly service, and great tasting food. That's Darrell's Place in Hamlin.
Welcome back here to Atlantic High School as we get set for quarter number two in this opening ball game of the season for the Atlantic Trojans. They lead it 14-4, and Glenwood hasn't scored in an awful long time. They got those 4 points fairly early in that first quarter. It's been Atlantic with some pretty good defense here so far. And now Glenwood will start with the basketball here as we start the second quarter. Out top they have it. McNeil will send it left side. He gets it over there to Bertini. Now they dump it to Hahn. Back outside. Here's Bertini with it. Hands it in the corner now. Back to McNeil. McNeil can't go baseline. Has to kick it back out. Here's Stivers top of the key. Throws it right side. Bertini back up top now. And a step back shot by Jensen from 3-point range. Missed it very short. But the rebound came back out to him. He goes low. Tries to hoop one up over the top of the outstretched arms of Franken. And he can't get it there. And up ahead quickly, a nice pass from Christensen across the lane over to Blake Esbeck, and he gets fouled. He'll go to the line to shoot two. Esbeck will go to the free throw line here for a couple of free throws. It's a good look down the floor. They got it up quickly, and Christensen, nice bounce pass over to Esbeck on the run. And he'll try to knock down a pair, his first free throws of the game, and he does knock down the first one. That's his first point of the season. 15-4 now, Trojans. Esbeck with the second free throw on the way, and that one's good as well. So Blake Esbeck with a couple at the charity stripe, and it's now 16-4. Trojans on top of the Rams here in Hawkeye 10 basketball play. Glenwood having a tough time getting it across. They throw it, and it could have been a backcourt violation almost, but a diving play by Esbeck is going to be called for the foul as he reached in against Stivers.
Esbeck about a half a step getting there. Otherwise, that would have been a nice wide open layup on the other end for the Trojans. They're real aggressive defensively for Atlantic. Most of their points here in the ballgame have been set up by just good defensive efforts.
That's the second on Esbeck, and Stuart Hoig is going to check back into the lineup here to replace him. Stivers here at the free throw line for the 1-1, and that is no good off the front end. So it'll go back down to the rebound here to Atlantic. Out top with it. Franken sends it right side over to Stuart Hoig. Back up top. Now they work it over to Christensen left wing. Christensen back to Harrison Hoig. A pump fake. Back out to Stuart. Stuart will pump fake. Now stop. The defender fell down. He takes the shot and knocks it down. Good play by Stuart Hoig. Gets the bucket. First field goal here in the second quarter, and it's 18-4. Now the other direction. Rams with a quick three left side. Missed by Stivers. Rebound tapped around. Markham skies for it. He'll throw it up ahead. Stuart Hoig lost it in and out of his hands. So it'll go right back here to the Rams. And McNeil will walk it up the floor. McNeil with the basketball out of the center circle. And waiting for some motion. He gets the screen now from Hahn. Goes right side. Stops. Picks up his dribble. Looking for some help. Now tries to lob it out top. It was tapped, but they are able to save it as King pulls it down. Now it's Jensen with it. Hanging on. Now dumps it back up top. Over to Bertini. Now a baseline drive by Stivers. Has to kick it back out. Here's McNeil. McNeil back out high. Goes to King. Right back to McNeil. McNeil in the corner to Stivers. Stivers back up top. It goes now here to Bertini. Back to Stivers. Up top King. He'll fire the three, and that's short. Rebound pulled down by Stuart Hoy.
Christensen will now work it up the floor. Nice pass over to Markham. Markham back up top, though, now as they reset. And Christensen has it at the top of the key. They'll back it out to the center circle and now start right side. Kicks it over there to Stuart Hoyt. Bounce pass inside to Harrison. Nice pass off to Franken. He takes one dribble up with the shot. No good. Too strong. Rebound pulled down by Hahn for Glenwood. Stivers will bring it across the timeline. 5:24 left to go, second quarter. Here's the pass to McNeil. Back up top now to Stivers. Stivers will drive in the lane. Kick it out. King back up top. It goes to McNeil. McNeil will dump it off to Hahn. Hahn threw it away, but he traveled first anyways.
I don't think he was expecting a pass at all. When it came to him, he had no idea what to do. He was between steps across the lane and knew he had to get out of there.
Checking back in here for Glenwood will be Derek Jones. He's back up off the bench. King will check out. Atlantic will walk it up the floor here. 18-4, your score. Trojans on top with 5:02 left to go, second quarter. They dump it down now here. Down low. Franken, a nice move. Skies up there and banks one off the glass and in. Dalton Franken on the left block doing work, and it's 20-4. Bounce pass left side now here. Here's Jones trying to work in on Franken. A nice floater up in the lane. Gets it to go. That's the first field goal for Glenwood in a long time since that opening three-point basket that McNeil hit. And it's now 20-6. Right side dribble here for Christensen. He'll stop and pull it out, kick it out to Franken. Franken tries to drive, has it poked away, but Harrison Hoyt able to track it back down, but then he gets called for the double dribble. He'll tie up there fighting for the basketball, and it'll go back here to the Rams. Stivers will have it. Stivers, pass over to McNeil. McNeil goes left side. Now back up top here to McNeil. McNeil, left wing pass. It was Jones. Now back up. No, now to Jones. It was Bertini that got it off to Jones. Spin move, shot no good. Rebound fought for on the floor. And tie up between Bertini and Harrison Hoig. And we're going to have a timeout call, they say. And possession, I believe, will belong with Glenwood. So they'll call a 30-second timeout. We'll keep it right here.
Glenwood's exhausted both of their 30s here in the ballgame. They have three full timeouts left. Atlantic hasn't used any of their timeouts yet this evening.
It's 20-6 here as we head towards the final 4 minutes or so here in the second quarter, and it's been pretty much all Trojans here all ballgame long. It was an opening three-point basket by Trenton McNeil for the Rams, but ever since then, Atlantic has turned up the tempo both ends of the floor, and they lead it here by that 20-6 margin. And we mentioned, too, they've been doing a pretty good job of getting some quick rotation and getting guys quick breaths on the bench as well. So everybody stayed pretty fresh, and they've been able to keep up a pretty good defensive tempo throughout the first half of this ballgame. Inbound pass now here after the quick timeout for Glenwood will come underneath here from Bertini. And he'll send it out high. Bertini off to McNeil. McNeil, bring it ahead. Man pressure right now here by the Trojans. Pass right side, it goes to Stivers, back up top, Jones, thought about the pass, hangs on, gets a couple of dribbles, goes right side of the lane, lost the handle on it, and the rebound comes right in the hands of Stuart Hoy. Up ahead, Franken with the basketball, off to Stuart Hoy, he'll drive in the lane, lost the handle on it, was tapped away by Stivers, but Harrison picks it up, dump it back outside, Christensen with the three off balance, no good off the back of the rim, rebound comes out to Franken, he lost it on the floor, and it's pulled down by Hahn. Up ahead on the run, they get a pass over and a spin move towards the basket for Jones, and he gets the foul call and the basket. And they'll go to the line here, try to complete a three-point play. And a foul there, whistled against Stuart Hoy, his first. Derek Jones at the line, and that one's good. He gets the free throw to go and completes the three-point play, and it's 20-9. Trojans with the lead here, and now they're going to call a quick timeout. It's going to be a full timeout. So with 3:13 left to go in the half, it's 20. Trojans over the Rams. We'll take a break. You're listening to high school basketball on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association.
Gady Insurance Services, your agent for Western Iowa Mutual Insurance. Give them a call for a no-obligation quote for your homeowners or farm insurance. Visit one of their agents today at Gady Insurance in Griswold and Council Bluffs or at their office at 700 East 7th Street in Atlantic. Lori's Flowers and Gifts in Audubon and Manning. For any occasion, they send flowers and gifts from the heart. From Lori's Flowers and Gifts. They put their heart in everything they do. Visit them today or call toll-free at 1-800-569-2742. NAPA on Main Street in Griswold. Your complete line for cars, trucks, imports, main and fire equipment. See them also for all of your tune-up needs. Get the good stuff from NAPA on Main Street in Griswold.
Back here after the timeout for the Trojans, and Christensen will walk it up the floor here. 3:11 left to go, second quarter. It's 20-9, Atlantic on top of Glenwood here in this Hawkeye 10 boys basketball contest. Left side pass over to Stuart Hoig as they try to set up the offense here. Man pressure here by the Rams, and now they'll fight in, actually set into more of a 2-3 look after they get the pass around. Send it right side now. And it goes to Franken. They kick it around the horn in the corner to Christensen. He's open for the three, and he knocks it down. Chad Christensen with his first points of this basketball season. It's a triple, and it's 23-9 now, Trojans. 2:33 left here, second quarter. Out top now, it's back to Tyler Jensen, who checked back into that last time out for Glenwood. He has it, and had it poked away, but a foul call to reach in here against Stuart Hoig. That'll be his second, and we'll go to the line here for Glenwood, and that'll be the ninth team foul now here against the Trojans, so 1-1 still. Jensen sits up for the front end, and he gets it to roll through. Tyler Jensen knocks down the free throw.
Now the Rams just 3 field goals here in the first quarter. They haven't really gotten a lot of good looks. It seems like when they do think they have an open look, they're trying to rush the shot because they just feel like there's a hand going to come flying across real quick.
Jensen does knock down both free throw opportunities that time, and it makes it 23-11. Trojans with it out high, and they'll get a double screen out top for Christensen. He'll dump it off now to Franken right at the top of the key. He'll go ahead and fire up the three. In and out, no good. Nice rebound underneath there by... Now he'll go to the line to shoot two.
Tyler Jensen had no chance inside there. He was trying to play down low, but a little too short for that, and all he could do was grab Hoig by the arm as he tried to put back that shot.
And Hoig will go to the line here for a pair. First free throw on the way, and off the rim, no good, rolls out. Stuart Hoig with one more free throw coming. And that one's off the back of the rim, no good. But a rebound tapped out long, and the Trojans control it as it came back out to Stuart Hoig. I'll get it down on the block to Harrison Hoig, and he's going to get called for the walk trying to go around the defender. Up off the bench here for the Trojans is Ben Nelson. He'll check in and replace Stuart Hoig. And now we'll see the Rams inbound here against full court pressure. They're looking to get it now to McNeil. He lost the handle on it. It was tapped by Christensen. They say it stays with the Rams. King will inbound again. They're having trouble getting anybody open down low, so they're going to need some help here. They get it in now to Jensen. Jensen in a lot of traffic, driving baseline. Time's going off quickly here. They need to do something with it, and now we're going to have a timeout called here from the Glenwood bench. And they're going to go ahead and take a full timeout. So 23-11, 1:53 left to go here in the first half. And we'll be back with more. You listen to high school basketball here on KJAN.
This broadcast was brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. McDermott & Son Roofing Company is a master elite installer for Duralast, the world's best roof. Whether it's commercial or residential, you can trust McDermott & Son Roofing, where there is no substitute for experience. Call 1-800-883-2981 or 243-2981. Atlantic Municipal Utilities has rebates available on energy-efficient electric heat pumps. They are one of the least expensive ways to heat and cool your home. Stop by your local dealer for more information. Atlantic Municipal Utilities, your hometown utility. Steve Sisler, Brocker, Carnes & Carnes. For all your life, health, group, disability, and estate planning needs, call Steve Sisler with Brocker, Carnes & Carnes Insurance in Anita, 712-762-4191.
Back here after the timeout, and Glenwood will try to inbound against this full-court pressure from the Trojans once again. Couldn't get it done last time, had to take the timeout. King will inbound. He's looking for somebody. Now gets it into McNeil. McNeil will work it on the dribble as the Trojans do kind of back off here a little bit this time. They'll try to trap at half court as McNeil gets stuck there against Markham and Christensen. Christensen stole it away, but they are going to call a reach-in foul. That's a pretty bad call there that time. The guy down on the far end of the floor calls the reach-in. Christensen will pick up the foul, and that'll be his first. But it will be two shots now coming here for Trenton McNeil. That was the 10th team foul here against the Trojans. First one is well off, too strong that time.
Yeah, the Rams just aren't doing a very good job helping each other up and down the floor either. Nobody's setting screens. Nobody's coming back. They're pretty much leaving the guy with the ball one-on-one to get up the floor into that trap.
McNeil misses the second one. Hahn got the rebound, though, and he gets fouled going up for it. It looked like all ball there for that time against Franken as he tried to contest the shot, but we'll go back to the free throw line, and Hahn will get two now. That's number two on Dalton Franken. Chad Christensen picked up that foul. And in and out there for Hahn. And now we'll go down to the other end here, and out top it's Franken with the basketball. Franken hands it off to Christensen. Christensen working out high with it. And it was Hahn making one out of those last two free throws. They work it down around the horn. Here's Harrison Hoig up with the shot, and he gets it to roll through front of the rim, and it rolls over the top. It's the shooter's roll, and it increases the lead here for Atlantic to 25-12. 109 left to go here first half. Out top, McNeil. Out high against Christensen. Will cross over, pull up for the shot. Front end of the rim, no good. Rebound pulled down by Harrison Hoig. Not a good look at all for the Rams that time down the floor. Here's a pull-up three on the other end for Christensen. They left him alone. He takes it, missed it. Franken tracks down the rebound, though, and they work it back up top here again. Christensen with it. Now will back up, and they'll set up their offensive set. Right side dribble as they clear out for Christensen, and he gets the foul call going to the rack. He'll go to the line to shoot two. And that's going to be, well, we'll see if they call it. Either way, he's going to go to the line to shoot two, but they call it there against Hahn. That is his second, and we are in the double bonus for both teams, so whether or not it was a shooting foul, they get to go to line to shoot two here for Chad Christensen. First one on the way, and that's good. First free throw of the night for Chad. Second one is up and rattles off, no good. It's capped around, out of bounds, last touch by Glenwood. So Atlantic will get the ball back here. Chad Christensen's going to check out, and Tyler Hovey's going to come in here for these final 37 seconds of this second quarter. Inbound pass comes to Franken. They'll work it back around the perimeter. Up top now Markham with it. 30 seconds left to go here in the half. Off to Franken left side. He'll pass it off. Harrison Hoig just offside the free throw line. Now back to Franken. Left side spins. Nice move into the lane. Up with the shot. No good on the touch. And a rebound pulled down by Harrison Hoig, and he gets fouled. So he'll go to the line to shoot a pair. Harrison Hoig with good position there on the block for the rebound, and that's going to be number three against J.J. Hahn. And Harrison Hoig at the free throw line here for two shots. 26-12, Trojans on top of the Rams. 16 seconds left to go in this opening half. And the free throw is no good, too strong. Bertini is going to check in and replace Hahn for Glenwood. He's the first player in the ball game with three fouls. Hahn just checks out. So now the free throw attempt here is too strong once again by Hoig. Franken skies for the rebound, though, and his putback attempt is good. Inbound pass now here with 9 seconds. They get it into King. King will fire it over left side. McNeil. McNeil on the run with it. 3 seconds to go. Fires up an awkward three on the run. Missed it. Rebound and putback attempt by Bertini is well short. And that's going to end the first half of basketball. It's 28-12. Trojans on top of the Glenwood Rams here tonight in boys basketball action here at Atlantic High School. We'll go ahead and take a break and come back and preview some of their look at the halftime numbers. And once again, a 28-12 Trojans leading the Rams here at halftime. You're listening to high school basketball on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Rick's Auto Clinic, located at 702 Sunnyside Lane in Atlantic, offers oil changes as well as engine and transmission overhauls and has 23 years of experience. No job is too small or too big. Give Rick's Auto Clinic a call today at 243-7088. Camlin Plumbing and Heating in Harlan can help you cut your heating and cooling bills with efficient furnaces and air conditioners from Lennox. Call Camlin's Plumbing and Heating on the square in Harlan today. And Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home of Atlantic, Anita, Adair, and Casey, serving the community with quality care and concern during the times of need. That's Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic, Anita, Adair, and Casey.
Back here at Atlantic High School as we're at the halftime break as the Atlantic Trojans are opening up their season against Hawkeye 10 rival the Glenwood Rams, and it's a good lead for the Trojans here at halftime. They lead 28-12 and doing it in a number of different ways, but really I guess the thing that stands out for the most part was the early defensive pressure that was really strong, forcing a lot of turnovers, and Atlantic's been doing a good job of just keeping that pressure up, and Glenwood hasn't gotten a lot of good looks offensively.
No, they haven't, Chris. And as we said, too, earlier, it just seems like Glenwood's really just to the point where they're getting frustrated not being able to get any decent looks without a hand in their face, that when they do elevate for the shot, it's like they're just trying to do it real quick and throw a line drive up there just to get rid of it.
Yeah.
Because the last thing you want is to get it blocked right back at you. You know, they're just, everything's so quick. And they're just not getting their opportunities to just settle down and make the plays, you know. And the one extra pass, you can pretty well forget that, because Atlantic, even in the man-to-man defense in the half court, are trapping everywhere, and they're getting all kinds of opportunities here. Quite frankly, the only surprising thing about the game is Atlantic doesn't have a bigger lead here at halftime. They've let several opportunities slip away. They're just 6 of 13 from the free throw line here in the first half. And, you know, they've missed a number of shots. Dalton Franken struggling a little bit early on to get that shooting touch inside the lane. He's had a few looks in the lane floating through. Just haven't been able to get the shots to fall. But it could be a lot more lopsided here at halftime the way this has gone out here in the first half. This 16-point halftime lead matches their biggest lead of the half. They led 20-4 early on for a 16-point edge. So Glenwood with a chance to kind of close it down a little bit. Never got within single digits, but Trojans stretched it back out to 16 again here at half, and I don't really expect to see much different in the second half.
Yeah, it really has just kind of been a struggle all night for Glenwood to try to get anything going, and a lot of that, as I mentioned, is a credit to Atlantic's good defense. They've been doing a good job on the press, and Glenwood really hasn't had an answer. You mentioned there in that second quarter, it just seems like they get the ball inbounded, and they're letting the one guy that gets the ball try to do everything to get it up the floor, and it cost them a timeout one time where they had to just take the timeout because they couldn't get up across the timeline. And it's just been a real struggle to try to work against that when the Trojans have pressed. And then even when they do get up the floor, it's just, yeah, they really haven't been able to settle anything offensively to set either.
Yeah, if you didn't know any better, you'd think Atlantic is the team with two games under their belts already this year, and instead of the other way around. The Rams, of course, again, playing Thomas Jefferson and Fremont Mills. Those aren't the best two teams they're going to face all year. It's not the best two teams they're going to face in the first three games of the season. Now the competition steps up a little bit, and Atlantic, I think, is going to be happy with this start tonight. I know Coach Blazek said these kids are kind of, you know, probably feeling pretty confident coming into the year. You know, you've got just about everybody coming back from last year, but, you know, he's quick to point out that, hey, we were 8-14 last year. Let's not get too full of ourselves. We really haven't done anything yet to draw attention to ourselves, and I think the kids are taking that and trying to get out here tonight and maybe draw a little attention themselves here early on. And that's the way to do it. I mean, it's not a team with a tremendous amount of size. Atlantic's not blessed with a 6'9", 6'10 kid in the middle and a big power forward and things. You know, they have to do things a little bit differently, but you can play basketball that way. You don't have to just worry about the big kids inside if you play good defense and create lots of open opportunities for yourself. And as we said, it could be a lot worse if Atlantic gets some of those little shots that they've been missing here in this first half. So, they've got a few things they want to refine and work on, but it doesn't get any easier. They've got St. Albert coming in tomorrow afternoon here to the gymnasium. So they want to make a good showing here in this second half and then come back tomorrow and follow that up again with a nice effort here. So, big second half for Atlantic. They got started pretty well, but now you got to finish, too.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's just, that first game of the year, you don't want to get in there to that locker room at halftime, even though you're up, and just kind of get complacent and feel overconfident. Well, we played that first half pretty well. You got to come out, keep the intensity up. You never know. I mean, even a margin like it is, it's erasable by another team. So you got to get out there and play strong. And, of course, like you said, with playing tomorrow, you want to carry that momentum over. So you don't want that lull and that letdown.
Well, and if we get a bigger discrepancy between the two teams point-wise here in the second half, I look to see that rotation get a little deeper, too, to keep some fresh legs for tomorrow's game, too. But, we don't want to sound like this thing's over.
Yeah.
Because Glenwood's got some talent out there, but Atlantic looked awfully good here in this first half.
Yep, and we'll take a quick break here, come back and give you the numbers here for you. It's 28-12, Trojans leading the Rams here at the half. You're listening to high school basketball here on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. McDermott Auction Building is the best source for buying and selling household, antiques, estates, farm equipment, and much more. Call the McDermott Auction Building. They're located at 205 Maple Street in Atlantic, and their number is 243-4673, where buyers and sellers go to get the best and let McDermott's do the rest. Rumors Lounge, located in the northeast corner of the Atlantic Shopping Plaza, the perfect place to meet old and new friends, shoot a game of pool, watch your favorite sporting event, and enjoy a cold beverage of your choosing. Rumors Lounge, northeast corner of the Atlantic Shopping Plaza. Mick Allen is a registered representative with ING Financial Partners. See Mick for your investment needs. Mick's office is located in Atlantic. Stop by or give Mick a call. Mick Allen, registered representative and securities offered through ING Financial Partners Incorporated, member SIPC.
Jim Field, Chris Parks back with you here in Atlantic as we get ready for second half basketball here tonight. The season lid lifter for the Trojans. They get her tipped off here tonight in pretty good fashion. Falling behind 3-0 early, got their attention, but boy, they didn't let Glenwood back on the board again for almost 10 minutes on the clock, as they didn't score a field goal once again until there was about 4.5 minutes left in the second quarter. So Atlantic was some pretty solid shutdown defense. And I think, Chris, that's the thing that's really impressed me more than anything else is the way they played defense here in the first half.
Yeah, I mean, offensively, nothing really stands out to you, kind of blowing you away at all. We mentioned they missed a lot of easy shots, too, that could make this score a lot larger lead than it is. But, yeah, defensively, they've just been terrific. I mean, the pressure has been there everywhere on the court. They've been doing a good job of getting guys a quick breath here and there with the rotation, and everybody that's come in has done a pretty good job of playing that pressure defense all the way up and down the floor. And then when they've settled in half court, they've done a terrific job of just taking everything away from Glenwood and forcing him into bad shot choices.
Take a look at some of the numbers for you here at halftime for the Trojans. Seven players hit the score sheet here in the first half, led by Sam Markham. He had 9 points right out of the gate, all of those in the first quarter, but he ends up leading the team in scoring here at the half. 9 for Markham, 7 in the first half for Dalton Franken, and Chad Christensen also with 4. 4 other players, Blake Esbeck, Stuart Hoyt, Gunnar Bloom, Harrison Hoyt, each had 2 points in the first half. Of course, Bloom spent much of the second quarter on the bench after picking up a couple of quick early fouls. On the other side for the Rams, 5 points in the first half for Derek Jones to lead the way. Also 3 for Trenton McNeil, a couple for Tyler Jensen, and 1 each for Corey Bertini and J.J. Hahn. And Hahn averaging 18 in their first 2 games of the year. They're struggling trying to get it to the big guy with any kind of opportunity to put some points on the board. He's a big kid with a big body, but doesn't near have the quickness that Atlantic has thrown at him defensively.
Yeah, the quickness or the length. You've seen Franken be able to get his arms up there and really make him adjust his shots when he has gotten the ball down low. And they've done a pretty good job of both fronting and backing him and to not allow him to get the ball in that good situation very often as well. So, yeah, he's doesn't have that ability to make himself get open. So Glenwood's going to need somebody else to step up on the perimeter to make some shots.
Other numbers for you, too. 5 of 10 for the free throw line for the Rams. Atlantic 6 of 13. Neither team burning up the nets for the free throw line here in the first half. Fouls look like this for Glenwood. 3 each for Grant Stivers and J.J. Hahn, and 2 each for Derek Jones and Trenton McNeil. So some issues there to deal with. For the Atlantic Trojans here in the first half, Chad Christensen, Blake Especk, Stuart Hoig, and Gunnar Bloom each picked up 2 in the first half. So no real issues there quite yet. But the Trojans don't have to worry about fouls right now because they have a 16-point lead heading into the second half. 28-12, Atlantic with the advantage as we get ready for second quarter action here tonight.
My also very unofficial turnover margin here so far. Glenwood got marked down for 12 there in that first half, where Atlantic had 7. You watch in the first half, you'd think the disparity would be a lot bigger than that, but the ones that Glenwood has have been pretty costly here for the most part, as Atlantic's made them pay.
Well, a lot of their turnovers have come in the backcourt or right near center court, where they've had opportunities to make runouts afterward. It'll be Trojan basketball as we start this third quarter. Atlantic will have Franken, Bloom, Markham, Harrison, Hoig, and Christensen on the floor to start this second half. It'll be Stivers, McNeil, Bertini, Jones, and Hahn on the floor to start this second half for Glenwood, as Christensen lines up and buries a triple from the top of the arc to start this third quarter. Chad Christensen knocks down the quick three, and a 31-12 now. Biggest lead to the ball game here tonight for the Trojans. Glenwood back the other way. McNeil out top with it. Crosses over on the dribble, trying to get some spacing. Bounce pass, knocked away. Tried to get it to Hahn, stolen away. Franken on the run up the floor. He'll take it to the left side. He sidesteps the man, throws it in off the glass, count the basket, and a foul will send him to the free throw line. They're going to hit McNeil with his third foul. They said he didn't get set in time as Franken gets the basket. Now a chance to reach double digits for Dalton as he'll go to the line with 9 points and a free throw coming. Free throw on the way here by the junior. And he tosses that one in. That's 10 for him. And the lead now is 34-12 in favor of the Trojans. Rams up the floor. Hahn going to walk with the basketball. They tried to get Hahn in the open court, and that's going to be a tough one as he tried to make a move to the basket, but just too many steps heading down that right side. That'll turn the ball back over to Atlantic. Hahn's the kind of a kid you want to get the ball down on the block, but that's not how you want to get him there.
Yeah, you don't want to make him work with dribbling the basketball to get there.
Christensen front court for the Trojans. Out on the wing, it's Franken on the left side. He'll dump it down low. Christensen grabs and throws it in off the glass. Christensen snuck inside, got free, got the pass, never hit the floor as he just grabbed it and laid it in. 36-12 now the score. Atlantic opening it up here in this early second half. Here left side, Bertini. Nice head fake. Gets Franken flying by, pulls up the jumper, no good. Rebound Hahn, a foul whistled against the Trojans. That'll be Harrison Hoig picking up his second, as he tried to come up under Hahn on that rebound try. Ball out of bounds to the Rams on the baseline. Bertini will key it in as he'll look to the right side, get it out top to Stivers. Now they work the perimeter. Bertini with it left side. The crossover, the kick out. McNeil open, going to fire up the three ball. It's good from the left side of the arc. Trenton McNeil with his second three. Started the first quarter with one for the Rams. He starts the second quarter with the first basket for the Rams from outside the arc. It's 36-15. Christensen right side with it, directing traffic. Inside Bloom, nice quick step, got him free inside around Hahn, but he can't get the basket to go. He got the rebound as the two teams fight for it. We're going to have a foul call inside against the Rams, apparently. Going to whistle that against Derek Jones. That'll be his third. So Jones, Stivers, Hahn, all playing with three now for the Rams, as the inbounds pass is tipped down low, and it's going to be out of bounds to the Trojans. 6.5 left to play here in the third quarter. Christensen fires it out top. Franken has it. We've got an immediate whistle and a foul call. It's going to be whistled against Atlantic. They're going to hit Sam Markham with a foul. That's his first. Second team foul against the Trojans here in the second half. Rams have the basketballs. They inbound. Jones back to Bertini. Now to the front court. McNeil's. They break pressure. Now Jones out top. Tries to curl down the lane. Right side. The layup. Good. Got it to roll through. Derek Jones with a nice athletic move. Quick step and a drive down the right side. 36-17 the score. 6:12 to go in the third quarter. Christensen out top directing traffic. Left side Franken grabs, guns the three, and knocks it down from the left corner.
Alton Franken out on the wing, throws one in the ocean. 39-17 the score. Rams back the other way. Jones on the dribble drive into the lane. Oh, and an elbow to push off. They're going to call a blocking foul against Gunnar Bloom. Jones used the elbow to help open up a little space, but they're going to call Bloom for the foul. That'll be his third. Bloom is the first Trojan with three fouls now. The Rams have it out of bounds on the baseline. Bertini to inbound. Down on the baseline. Fires it into McNeil. A little contact there. No fouls. McNeil elevates and launches a three. It rims in and out. No good. Franken the rebound. And he is quickly tied up. Bertini got his hands on it. And the Rams will get the ball back. The arrow points in their direction. 5:48 left third quarter. 39-17 Trojans. Glenwood bounce feed inside. Hahn here. A left wing, leaves it now for McNeil. Across it goes right side. Stivers on the arc. Open three ball coming, and he knocks it down. Grant Stivers with his first field goal of the night. It's a triple, and it's 39-20. 5.5 minutes left to go. Third quarter as Christensen brings it across. Now to Franken left side. He's faced up over there by Stivers. Franken drives the lane. Has the ball batted away now, and a foul call. Franken trying to force the issue down the lane. And they're going to hit a foul on Trenton McNeil. That is his fourth now, and he'll immediately walk over toward the bench as Tyler Jensen will take his place right after this first free throw, as Franken will get a couple here for the Trojans. First one on the way and good. Dalton Franken knocks down the first. Franken had 7 points in the first half. He's got 7 points now in the first 2.5 minutes of the third quarter. Second one on the way. And it's off the front of the rim, no good. Rebounded by the Rams. 40-20, Atlantic on top. Quickly ahead, left side Stivers launches the three, tried, no good from the corner. Frank in the rebound, he looks to run. Waits for everybody to clear, now takes off up the floor. Right side, hesitates, kicks it out. Markham with it. Markham pulls up here on the arc and looks low. Now back out top, it goes to Christensen. 5 minutes to go here in the third. Christensen right side on the dribble. Crossover, into the lane, bounce pass down low to Markham. It's knocked away by Bertini, out of bounds off of Bertini. It'll stay with the Trojans. Good hustle there by Bertini to get in front of that pass. Trojans will inbound now, down low. Bounce feed underneath immediately. Harrison Hoig, the head fake, puts up the shot. He's blocked and fouled from behind, and that'll be four on Derek Jones as he picks up his fourth. Jones with 7 points, but more importantly, four fouls, and he'll march over here to the bench as well, as he'll have to check out after this first free throw, as Harrison Hoig will get a couple here for Atlantic. And the first one by Hoig is good as it rolls through. Scott King back into the ballgame here for the Rams. Second free throw here by Harrison Hoig on the way, and that one is good. And it is two for Hoig, four in the game now, as 42-20 Trojans. Rams backcourt. Stivers now ahead, gets it to King in the front side. King off the dribble into the corner, Bertini. Back out top it comes. Stivers, right side, Jensen, now King. King into the right corner, now kicks it out to the wing. Left side, Stivers hesitates, tries to drive, lost the dribble. Picked up ahead. Now fired up the floor. Franken on the run. Takes it in for the layup. No good. And a foul on Franken trying to come back and get his own miss. Tough that time. Franken being challenged up the floor as King and Bertini got up defensively. And I think he was thinking about the flush. But
yeah. It went through his mind, you could tell. And then he decided to go up with both hands and try to lay it off the glass. Just didn't work out.
Rams basketball here in the backcourt. They'll inbound. Jensen has it. He'll turn and hustle to the front court. Dribbles through traffic. Pass across the lane stolen. Franken steps in front of Hahn. Took it away. Atlantic basketball. 4:20 left to go third quarter. 42-20 Trojans. Christensen out top. Right side it comes now. Bloom. Gunner out top again. Markham the hesitate. Now the dribble. The pull up. The fire. It's good. Sam Markham hits the 16-foot floater here from the right side. He's in double digits now with 11. 44-20 the score. Trojans have the lead. King with the basketball, double-teamed out top. Throws it to Stivers, almost threw it to the backcourt. Out of the right side, Jensen. Jensen off the dribble for Bertini. And Bertini with it here left side to the corner. Stivers back to Bertini. Now King. Now Jensen. He'll launch the three. Try. That's no good. Long rebound right back to it. And the toss back again. No good off the glass. Jensen misses twice. Trojans rebound. Christensen up the left side with it. Bounce feed low. Posting is Bloom. He turns. Leaner up and good. Might have forced that a little bit, but it went in, so nobody minds. 46-20 the score. 3:25 in the third quarter now. 46-20 Trojans. Rams here left side. Jensen looking out top. Now gets it off to Stivers. Posting. Hahn right side, and he took it down the lane. We got a foul call. Hahn is the injured party, but Harrison Hoig is the one who got injured. Harrison Hoig just found out how big a body it is on J.J. Hahn.
Need a little ice break.
Harrison Hoig's no small potato either, but he tried to step in front of him there down the lane, and Hahn carries a little beef with him. Rams will inbound. Out top it comes. Jensen with a basketball. Right side now to King. King out well off the arc. Dumps it up top. Bertini. Head fake. Left side. Jensen hesitates. Drives by Christensen. The left-hand floater up in and out. No good. Rebound. We got a foul call against the Rams. Gunnar Bloom had the rebound. And up and over the top of him picking up the foul is going to be Scott King. That'll be his first. That's team foul number 5 against the Rams here in the half. Blake Esbeck back into the ballgame now for the Trojans. Tyler Hovey also checks in. Actually, Hovey checked in a little bit ago when Harrison Hoig came out. Markham with a basketball out top now to Bloom. Trojans will spread the floor a little bit. 2:45 left to play here in the third quarter. 46-20 Atlantic leading. Franken right side, the bounce feed low on the block. Hovey right back to Franken. The little 12-footer is up and good from the right side elbow. Franken with another bucket, and it's 48-20 Trojans. Stivers left side, King cut off there by Bloom. King looking for help, dumps it out on the wing. Stivers, now they post Hahn down low. Back to Stivers, grabs, guns the three ball. It's no good, skims the rim, rebound King. King in traffic, turns, hesitates, fires one up, good. A little fall-away jumper there by Scott King, and the lane goes. His first bucket of the night, 48-22 the score. Front court now, Trojans have it. Just over 2 minutes left to go here in the third quarter. Markham down the lane, all the way to the rack, and lays it in. Sam Markham dribbles his way through traffic, took it right down the lane, and uses his athletic ability to get up and throw that one in off the glass. 50-22. Stivers now out top with it for the Rams. Into the lane, Hahn. Across it goes to Jensen. He'll line up the three and throw that one in from the left side. Tyler Jensen with his first field goal of the game. He's got 5 points. It's 50-25. Front court now, Trojans. Bloom out top. Blake Esbeck feeds Hovey on the bounce. Back to Esbeck. He'll grab and gun for three. No good. Rebound inside to Hahn for the Rams. Jensen will take it, and he'll bring it to the front. Jensen right side, Bertini. He'll bring it back out top. Leaves it now for Stivers. Left side, King. He'll turn and fire up the three. No good. Rebound inside taken by Bertini. Now Stivers. He'll drive the lane. Nice bounce pass inside to Hahn. As Hahn was down on the right block, he took it right to the rack. Didn't get the shot to go. It was blocked. He was fouled from behind, though, by Franken. And he'll get a chance to shoot free throws. And that was nice ball feed inside.
That's a good-looking pass. Good job getting into the lane that time and creating that time by Stivers. And you can kind of tell, though, here the pressure and the tempo is starting to wear even more here on the Rams as this third quarter drags on.
Well, back-to-back games on this is their third game in 5 nights. And their second night in a row playing a basketball game, and you can see that the pressure, the pace of the game is not really what they're used to right now. One of two for Hahn from the free throw line. Christensen is back into the ballgame now for Atlantic. Bloom out top with it for the Trojans. 1 minute left to go in the third quarter. Christensen right side, turns, steps back, leaves it for Bloom. Bloom on the arc to Blake Esbeck. Left side, Franken. Now Bloom, he'll grab, turn, and gun the three ball. That's no good. Rebound high, taken inside by Jensen. He'll turn and run the floor. Jensen now to the front court. 45 seconds left. We're in the third quarter. Right side, King with it. Scott King on the arc. Out top, Bertini. Cross it comes here. Left side to Jensen. He looked at the long three. Now gives it up. King. Now Stivers running the lane. An offensive foul. Stivers tried to curl into the lane, and Christensen stepped in front of him and took the charge, and that'll be Stivers picking up the foul. That's his fourth. 32 seconds left to play here in the third quarter, 50-26. Neither team, despite the scoreboard, stopping at all here. They're still going full steam ahead. Trojans basketball out of the front court. Christensen across the timeline. They double screen out top for him. He goes left. Looks for help to Hovey. Hovey further away from the basket than he would like with the basketball. Now dumps it off. They go left side, Christensen. 14 seconds left. Christensen left wing on the dribble. Gets the screen, drives, bounce feeds it back to Hovey. He'll take it to the rack. Lay it up, no good. Tip. Rebound is knocked away, and players hit the floor. We get a foul call. And it's going to be whistled against the Trojans. Looks like Blake Espec will pick up the foul. And it'll be the third on Espec, and we'll walk to the other side now. 5 seconds, 5.8 to be exact, left to play here in this third quarter. And Grant Stivers will get a chance to go to the free throw line here for the Rams. Stuart Hoyg into the ball game now as Dalton Franken will head to the bench to take a breather. Stivers at the line here for the Rams. He's 0 for 1 from the line. Got 3 points here in the ball game tonight. Stivers' front end is no good. In and out. Rebound off the floor to the Trojans. Bloom ahead. 3 seconds. 2 seconds. One. Christensen. About a 33-footer. And it goes in off the glass. Chad Christensen throws one in from the left wing on the run. Elevated. Tossed it up from a little over 30 feet away and got it to rattle around and fall through. 53-26 Trojans after three. Chris will take you home after this timeout. You're listening to High School Basketball on KJAM.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Cumberland Telephone is a full-service telephone company providing wide-area calling to Anita and Messina, voicemail, 800-toll-calling, and Cumberland long-distance plans. They offer wireless high-speed internet within an 8 to 10-mile radius of Cumberland. Call Chris today at 712-774-2221. Walnut Creek Fertilizer, the place for all of your fertilizer and chemical needs, including custom application and expert advice from their agronomy field specialists. Call Walnut Creek Fertilizer at 712-784-3887 or Jim Walter at 243-2784. Farm Bureau Financial Services in Oakland, your Wellmark Blue Cross Blue Shield of Iowa provider. Whether it's life, auto, home, or if you own a small business or farm, give Marge Denton a call at 712-782-3498.
Welcome back here to Atlantic High School as we head to the final quarter of action here. It's 53-26, Atlantic on top of Glenwood here as we head to the final 8 minutes of basketball. The Trojans really cranking up the volume of points there in that third quarter.
Or 28 in the first half, 25 in the third quarter. Of course, the punctuation mark was, exclamation point, was that last desperation toss that rattled in.
Christensen got the three there at the last second. Now the Trojans do start with the basketball here. And we have it out top. It's Stuart Hoyg. And he'll cross over and knock it down just inside the arc. And Stuart Hoyg knocks home the bucket. He's got 4 points now in the contest. And it's 55-26. 7:34 left to go in the ball game. Out top now, McNeil's going to fire a three right side for Glenwood. Missed it. Stivers the rebound up on the block. Nice move to get around the defender and puts it up off the glass and in.
Yeah, it was a nice move. He waited for everybody to kind of fly by. A little drop step and a duck under.
55-28 now your score. Trojans on top. Left side pass here now. It goes over to Stuart Hoyg and another one just inside the arc from the corner. We're going to have a quick timeout taken here. Glenwood's going to call a timeout. He heard timeout. He didn't know who it was coming from. He was looking at the Atlantic bench. And Hoy's going to be Atlantic. Okay, so they're going to call the 30-second timeout. A little confusion there, I think, on who called that. But 30-second timeout now here for the Trojans. And a couple of quick buckets. Nice shots by Stuart Hoyg. And they're out to a 57-28 lead here as we are in this fourth quarter of action tonight at Atlantic High School. We are just at 9 o'clock here. You're listening to high school basketball here on AM 1220 KJN Atlantic, Iowa, and all those listening in on the web as well at KJN.com. Doing a pass along a little friendly hello to a Trojan fan, Beth Markham, out in Los Angeles, California, listening to the broadcast here tonight. And Dad and sister are sitting right next to us. So good performance so far here tonight, and a good opportunity there for the folks listening out in California here this evening.
Beth's not listening in California. She's in L.A. She's at a good party. Hanging with the Hollywood types.
Nothing better to do on a Friday night in L.A., right?
I think I just made her dad nervous.
A little confusion here after the timeout. We're going to get things going. A player with a blood issue, I believe. They had to send to the bench to get him taped up. So inbound now here, and we'll get things going once again. It's McNeil with the basketball here for Glenwood, and they'll get it across the timeline. Throw it right side over to King. Drive baseline, and a shot up, and that one's going to go into the basket. And we're going to get the foul call here as well. Foul's call is going to go against Blake Esbeck. That'll be number 4 on him. And we'll go to the free throw line here. And that was a 1-1. They called it on the floor. And the shot is off the front of the rim. No good. Rebound inside by Hahn. And he gets fouled going up for the putback attempt. Didn't make it, but he'll go to the line now here to shoot 2. And that foul is going to be whistled against Gunnar Bloom. That'll be number 4 on him. So now J.J. Hahn at the free throw line here. And his first free throw is no good. He'll have one more coming.
Neither one of these teams are going to win any free throw shooting awards tonight.
And now Hovey's going to check out. And it's going to be Harrison Hoig back in the lineup here for Atlantic. And now the second free throw by Hahn is good, so he knocks that down. And it's now 57 here to 29. Trojans with the lead. They dumped it down on the block. Nice turnaround move by Harrison Hoig, and he gets fouled on the wrist, and that's going to do it for Derek Jones as he fouls out here tonight. Not as a productive a night for Mr. Jones as I know the Rams would have liked to have seen, and he finishes with 7 points heading here to the bench. And now we're going to have the two shots coming here for Harrison Hoig. And that one is up and good as Harrison Hoig gets the free throw to fall through. One more coming for Harrison, and that one off the front of the rim, no good. Rebound by Hahn. The Rams will come back the other way with it. Out top, it's McNeil. Trenton McNeil throws it left side, pass over here to King. Scott King with it. Will turn and dump it off now here to Stivers out high on the right side. Nice pass inside, streaking.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJE and All Sports Boosters Association. Tanner's Fashions. Now is the time to add
to the free throw line. Is it'll be the two shots now here. That was a 10th foul here whistled against Atlantic, and that'll be number 4 on Harrison Hoig as well, who picked up that foul. Free throw on the way, and that one is good. First front in made there by Scott King here on the double bonus. He'll have one more coming. That one is up and short. Rebound fought for on the floor, and we're going to have players stepping out of bounds. Bertini was stepping on the end line as he touched it, so it'll go to Atlantic. They had an opportunity to keep that one, but his foot was on that baseline. Inbound now here, and Christensen will walk it up the floor. 6:04 left to go here in the contest. It's 58-32. Atlantic with the lead here and the basketball. They'll dump it out high now. Dumping inside now. A nice pass inside to Hoig. He gets caught in traffic, but he traveled with it, thinking about the shot. Shuffled the feet a little bit, and that'll turn things back over here to Glenwood. Glenwood will walk it up the floor here with Trenton McNeil. Left side pass over to Bertini. Bertini off to King. King right side to Stivers. Stivers hanging on to it. We'll dump it back up top. King, a dribble, pass off to Stivers, right wing again. Stivers looking for somebody to clear. Now gets it to King back at the top, right back to Stivers. This time he'll fire the three. That's no good. They have foul underneath here, fighting for position on the rebound. And that's going to go against the Rams. I believe it's going to be King that picked up that foul. Oh, it's actually going to be J.J. Hahn. That'll be number four on him. And we'll walk to the other end for the 1-1. It'll be Harrison Hoig here at the free throw line. That's the eighth team foul here against the Rams in the second half. Harrison Hoig steps up to the charity stripe. Sets his eye on the first one, and that one's too strong. And the rebound comes down to King for Glenwood. McNeil will bring it up center court, throws it right side. Outside on the perimeter, now they get it to Stiver. Stivers will lob it inside to Hahn. Hahn turns. Nice pass across the lane. McNeil, he has to kick it back out. Bertini shot just inside the three-point arc. No good. Gets his own rebound on the long bounce, and then he goes into the lane and gets fouled. And now he'll go to the line here to shoot two. And the foul there whistled against Stuart Hoig. That'll be number three on Stuart. And two shots and the double bonus coming here. Now for Bertini. And the first one is good. One more shot coming for Corey Bertini. It's just his second point here of the contest. And now make it three as he knocks down the next one. 58 to 34 now your score here. Atlantic on top. Crossover up the floor here. Christensen throws it right side and tried to lob it down low to Harrison Hoig from Stewart, but it was tipped and stolen by McNeil. McNeil's trying to dribble out of pressure, and now we're going to have a touch foul here called against the Trojans as Chad Christensen got a hand on him, and they'll pick up his third foul. And we'll walk back to the other end for the 1-1 here for Trenton McNeil. McNeil at the line here for the 1-1, trying to earn the second one here, and the first one's on the way, and it's no good. Oh, excuse me, that is two fouls here. That's a double bonus, so he'll have one more coming. Checking out now will be Stuart Hoig, and Esbeck and Markham are back in there in the lineup, and now the shot missed on the second free throw, a high bounce, and a rebound fought for. It ends up going out of bounds off the Rams, so Atlantic will get the basketball here. McNeil can't convert at the charity stripe, and it's 58-34 here. Atlantic with the basketball and the lead. Dump it down on the right side to Bloom. Back outside Markham. He'll try the three. A little bit too strong on that one. Tapped out there by Harrison Hoig. Bloom corralled it. Back down to Harrison on the block. Good move to the basket. Shot rims out, though, and the rebound pulled down by Bertini. Hoig just couldn't get the roll that time. They fired it over right side now. Rams to Stivers. Back up top to Bertini. He'll fire the three. That's too strong. Rebound pulled down there by Esbeck. He throws it up the floor. They get it off to Hoig, and he goes straight to the rack. Gets fouled by McNeil. And we'll go to the line here to shoot two, and that's going to do it for Trenton McNeil. That'll be number five on him. Two shots coming here for Harrison Hoig. And McNeil finishes with 8 points here tonight. And now we'll have to bring back in Tyler Jensen to run the point for the Rams. Free throw up and good there by Harrison Hoig. Knocks down the front. One more coming here for Harrison. And it's good. Gets to roll through. Inbound now here for Glenwood. The Trojans have a lead here, 60-34, with 4:11 left to go in the contest. Right side pass for Bertini off to Jensen. He'll drive in the lane, and we're going to have a foul away from the ball here, I believe. Well, I say it was on Christensen on the defensive pressure there against Jensen. Number four on Chad, and going to the line now here to shoot two. Is Tyler Jensen, the junior for Glenwood. Jensen steps up, and the first one's short. That's kind of an awkward release at the free throw line. Shoots a pretty straight, flat ball. Stivers is going to check out, and now they're going to bring in Jacob Rhodes for the first time here for Glenwood. And the second free throw is good there by Jensen. He makes one out of two. Franken back up off the bench, and Christensen's going to check out. Harrison Hoig also checks out as Stewart comes back in. Markham will bring it up the floor here. 4 minutes left to go in the game. Throws it over left side here to Bloom. Now right side pass. It goes over to Stewart Hoig. Hoig now to Bloom. Bloom passes it off to Esbeck. Esbeck back to Bloom. Pump fake back to Esbeck. Esbeck to pass over to Stewart Hoig. Tries to drive. Not a lot of movement inside right now for the Trojans. And now Bloom's going to fire up the three right side. Too strong. Rebound long. Tapped up in the air. And Markham can't save it. Hit the corner of the bleachers over there, but he's all right. And the Glenwood will inbound here. 3:36 left to go here in the ballgame. 60-35, Trojans lead the Rams here in this opening ballgame of the season for Atlantic in a Hawkeye 10 matchup. Pass left side now here to Jensen. Jensen will get it up top for Tini, and we have a foul here away from the basketball as Jacob Rhodes hit the deck. And the foul is going to be whistled against Sam Markham. That'll be his second. So we'll see Jacob Rhodes go to the line here for two shots. 3:22 here left on the clock. And that one's up and good. And the second one is up and good there by Rhodes. Jacob Rhodes, the senior, with it's on the scoreboard. 60-37. Atlantic on top. Now they have the basketball. Dump off here to Franken. Franken working against King. He decides to fire the three. In and out, no good. Nice high rebound by Markham. And a lot of bodies contacting each other going to the floor. And the foul is going to be whistled against Rhodes. Against Markham. Nope, no, you're going to call Hahn for it. They were both on either side of him. So Hahn will pick up his fifth. And he's going to foul out of the contest. So that's Jones, Hahn, and McNeil that have all fouled out here for Glenwood so far. And they're going to bring in Jake Radcliffe, the junior, to replace Hahn, and it's Markham at the free throw line here. Free throw up and good. Makes the first one there for Markham. Second one off the back of the iron, no good. Rebound pulled down by Franken. Franken will scoop it back outside. Now they'll work it down to the baseline left side to Esbeck. He missed the shot, tries to fight for the rebound, and he gets a tie-up call. And, well, they are going to call a foul. Official out top calls the foul against Esbeck. And that's going to be number five on Blake, so he'll foul out of the contest. 2 points tonight for Blake, both from the free throw line. Ben Nelson checks into the contest to replace Esbeck here for Atlantic. 2:59 left to go in the ballgame, 61-37. Trojans with the big lead. And Tyler Jensen at the free throw line for Glenwood and makes the first free throw. One more coming for Jensen. That one is good as well, so he makes both that time. And now Atlantic will inbound the basketball here, leading 61-39. 2:53 left to go. A nice move by Stewart Hoig to get by the defender. We're going to have a reach-in foul called here. And the foul is going to be whistled against Jacob Rhodes. And we'll see Stewart Hoig go to the free throw line. Two coming for Stewart. And that one is up off the back of the iron, no good. A lot of fouls here down the stretch in this ball game.
15 by the Trojans here in this half.
And that one's up and good. So Hoig makes one out of the two that time. Stewart Hoig at the line that time for the Trojans. And now it's 62-39. Up ahead, Glenwood. Nice pass along the baseline to King. He missed the shot, though, awkwardly. And rebound comes down to Stewart Hoig underneath. Trojans back the other direction. Across the timeline, Markham throws it right side to Franken. Back up top, it goes to Bloom. Bloom over to Nelson. Nelson back to Bloom. He'll try to drive a little hop step and throws it underneath to Stewart Hoig, and he gets fouled. He'll go to the line here to shoot two. Misses the shot. I think the foul was going to be on the floor before that anyways, and it's Corey Bertini that picks up number two. Stewart Hoig back to the charity stripe here for another pair. And the first one's good. And now up off the bench, Tyler Hovey is going to replace Gunnar Bloom here for Atlantic. And Glenwood checks in Brady Duma for the first time. Free throw up and good there by Stuart Hoig as he knocks down both that time at the line, and it's 64-39. 2:20 left to go. Left side pass now here for the Rams. Back up top, they get it. It's a pump fake and a drive by Rhodes. Nice pass underneath, but the shot missed by Jake Radcliffe. Rebound comes down to Atlantic. They'll push it up ahead. Here's Stuart Hoig. Throws it right side. Franken back up top. Markham back to Franken right wing. Looking, drives baseline, now turns and spins. A lot of contact underneath as Hovey went to the crashing to the ground. And it's going to be against Hovey, a little out of control, they say, underneath. So he's going to pick up his second foul. Fighting for position there underneath. Control, player control foul, so no shots this time, and they'll inbound. Up ahead here, and going to send it left side, and a three-point attempt is quickly on the way, off the glass and good by Brady Duma. I don't think he planned that, but it went in.
Looked good.
64-42. Passed over to Nelson. Nelson off to Franken. Franken out high with the basketball. Now sends it over right side to Markham. Gets the screen from Franken, goes to the hoop, and it's going to be a foul. Oh, we're going to call a jump ball. Got the handle on the ball there as Markham tried to go up the shot, and the arrow is going to belong to Glenwood. I think it was Bertini underneath that got a little piece of it. Maybe got some help out there that time from Radcliffe as well. So they'll push it across here, and it'll be Jensen out top with it for Glenwood. Sends it over left side pass over to Duma. Duma the lob down underneath. They'll send it back outside. Bertini back out to Rhodes. A pump fake, a drive down low. They get the shot up and off the glass and missed there by Radcliffe, and the rebound comes down to Atlantic. Up ahead here, it's Markham with it. Hangs on to it, now lobs it over to Hoig. Wasn't quite ready for it, but gets the bounce pass back to Nelson, who goes baseline, shot good, and the blocking foul called, and Nelson will go to the line, try to complete a three-point play. The foul whistled on Jake Radcliffe for the Rams. And now we'll go to the free throw line. And it's going to be checking in here for Atlantic. Jared Folk getting some action here. And now Nelson makes the free throw. And now checking in here for Atlantic will be Dalton Cook for the first time. Stuart Hoig back up and in there as well as Franken will check out. Markham comes out. So they get the starters off the floor. And now up ahead here for the Rams, long three by Tyler Jensen, and he splashes it home.
Man, that should be worth four.
Give him credit for that one. That was from almost the center circle, it seemed like. Now up ahead, Nelson going baseline again, and we're going to have another blocking foul underneath. Now body's still falling on the floor. Foul's going to be whistled here underneath on the Rams, and that'll be Brady Duma picking up the foul. ...67-45, Atlantic on top, just 33 seconds left to go in the basketball game, and the shot off the back of the iron, no good there that time by Nelson. And Nelson with one more coming, and that one is good. Inbound pass now here, and push up the left side, get it over here. The baseline drive by Bertini, and he gets the shot off the glass to go in. 68-47, 20 seconds left to go. Atlantic with the basketball over to Cook. Cook out top to Hovey. Ball's on the floor. It's loose. Hovey picks it up. 10 seconds to go. He'll hold it outside. Now throw it over to Nelson. Nelson, 5 seconds. Working it around, and he'll hang on to it out top, and that's going to do it for the ball game. So your final score, the Atlantic Trojans with a nice opening win here on the season. Big margin of victory, 68-47 over Hawkeye 10 foe, the Glenwood Rams. Another quick score update for you as well we received. Harlan was a 75-14 win over Shenandoah here tonight in that basketball contest. So quick score there for you. And we'll go ahead and take a break, come back to wrap this one up. Once again, it's Atlantic with a victory, 68-47 over the Glenwood Rams here tonight at home in Atlantic High School. We'll be back with more. You listen to high school basketball on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. 21st Century Co-op, helping farmers with all their needs, feed, seed, fertilizer, chemicals, and fast friendly service. They're all yours at 21st Century Co-op. 21st Century Co-op with locations in Messina, Atlantic, Cumberland, Fontenelle, and Greenfield. American Motel and Suites in Elkhorn, where they offer a great chance to get away without having to travel very far. If you're looking to spend quality time with that special someone and have a chance to get away, head for the American Motel and Suites in Elkhorn. Sorensen Farm Equipment, with the widest range of tractor power in the industry. Your Ford New Holland dealer, with a service department that can't be beat. Sorensen Farm Equipment, Highway 59 in Harlan.
Welcome back here to Atlantic High School as we wrap up the ball game here tonight. The Atlantic Trojans, their first game of the season, and a pretty good one. 68-47 to get the victory tonight over the Glenwood Rams, and just a pretty good all-around performance. You know, obviously there's always things you look at and point at to work on and improve just that opening game, but you got to feel pretty good about how they came out here tonight.
Well, you know, coaches are always going to find something that they can nitpick about and, you know, maybe get them used to motivate them. And Atlantic had their biggest lead was 29 points. They did that three different times. The last time was at 58-29. And, of course, you see that the Rams closed that gap a little bit down the stretch. But, you know, overall, I don't know how you can complain too much. It was an opening night performance. All the practice in the world and even the off-season play that these kids get and stuff. Still, it's the first game of the year, so you're never quite sure what to expect out of them. And I thought overall they played pretty well. It's hard to play poorly offensively when you play so well defensively.
Yeah, they did. That really set the tempo, especially early on in the basketball game when Glenwood was turning the ball over a lot. They put on that full court pressure, and anytime you get a team that plays with that kind of intensity and everybody's out there putting in that effort and getting those turnovers, getting easy buckets, you know, it's going to be pretty easy or pretty hard for the other team to compete when that's happening. So good job by Atlantic to set that tempo, and then they've just really kept it up. They came out firing there in the second half as well and kept up the pressure.
Yeah, good effort by the Trojans, and they hope that'll carry over till tomorrow because they're going to have a tough test tomorrow. You know, St. Albert's a team that routinely brings a very athletic team, not a very big team, into ball games against these Hawkeye 10 teams that usually plays pretty well against them. Of course, they'll be joining the Hawkeye 10 conference not too far down the road, so that's a team Atlantic would like to take care of tomorrow and prove a little something too.
Yeah, definitely. They're always a tough contest, you know, no matter what the sport is. It seems like they're always out there, a lot of good athletes, and compete very well and very hard, and it'll be a good early season test here for Atlantic. You know, like we talked about at the beginning of the broadcast, not much time to think about the first one, so not too much time to sit around and inflate your head about a good win here tonight. You got to go play a good team tomorrow.
Absolutely. Let's check scoring for you here in the ball game tonight for the Trojans. They ended up with three players in double digits and one near miss tonight. 16 for Dalton Franken to lead the way. He led all scorers in the game tonight. 14 for Sam Markham. Also Chad Christensen in double digits with a dozen. Stuart Hoig, a near miss. He had nine points tonight. Also seven on the board for Harrison Hoig. And 4 points each tonight for Ben Nelson and for Gunnar Bloom, and a couple here for Blake Especk in the ball game tonight here for the Trojans. On the other side for the Rams, in double digits, was Tyler Jensen. He leads them in scoring with 11 points tonight, also 8 points for Trenton McNeil. 7 this evening for Derek Jones, 5 points each for Grant Stivers and Corey Bertini. Also 3 each this evening for Brady Duma, Scott King, and J.J. Hahn. And 2 points this evening for Jacob Rhodes. Three players fouled out, Trenton McNeil, Derek Jones, and J.J. Hahn for the Rams. Coming off the bench, Blake Especk fouling out late in the ballgame for the Trojans tonight. And, if you're picking on little things, Trojans need to shoot free throws a whole lot better than they did tonight. They were pretty bad from the line tonight, 19 out of 32 from the free throw line tonight. Rams not real good either, 15 out of 27, so room for improvement there. That's what the coach will be drilling at them tomorrow morning then, because you got to keep after them all the time, right?
There you go. Well, yeah, that's something you can do easily before a ball game. Ain't going to wear you out too much. Come out and shoot some free throws tomorrow morning.
So, again, 68-47 your final here this evening. With the loss, the Rams fall to 2-1 on the season. And with the win, the Trojans open the season with a mark of 1-0. 68-47, again, your final here tonight. That'll do it for us this evening. Again, the Trojans back in action tomorrow afternoon here at the Atlantic High School Gymnasium. Looking for some good entertainment on a Saturday afternoon. Doesn't get a whole lot better than boys basketball, St. Albert and Atlantic tomorrow afternoon. So plan your day accordingly.
Throw in some football, come watch some basketball, might have a good day. The weather's not going to cooperate, so.
Absolutely, why not? I want to thank folks for checking it out tonight here on the radio. It'll be a while before we have our next high school basketball for you here on KJAN. Those doggone Hawkeyes are playing Tuesday and Friday next week. But they're pretty important games. It's you and I on Tuesday, and I believe Iowa State possibly on Friday night. Isn't that correct?
That is correct.
Yeah, I figured you would know that.
Yep.
So we won't have any basketball for you next week here on KJAN Radio, but keep it tuned to KJAN.com, and we'll get some internet broadcasts for you as well of local high school basketball here coming up next week. So keep it tuned. Check out our sports page and our Listen Live page at KJAN.com, and we've got our complete high school basketball broadcast schedule for you there. Again, that'll do it for us tonight. 68-47, your final. Atlantic, a winner over Glenwood here this evening in boys high school basketball. For Chris Parks, I'm Jim Field. Thanks for joining us this evening, and good night from Atlantic.